Warsaw in their black uniforms for the night session, orange numbers and orange trim. Jeffersonville in their home white uniforms with red numbers and red trim. We're all set to go from our corner here in the northeast section of the Vandermeer Gym, a gym that holds about 3,500 people. It's a beautiful facility and a great place for this tournament to be here on this Friday. Up she goes, tip controlled by the Lady Devils. Oh, and I think they got away with over and back. Right off the bat, pass tip to the near corner, El Marble. Throws to the high post for Callaway, and then the pass down in deep is thrown away and out of bounds. Turnover, and Warsaw has their first possession. No pressure from Jeffersonville to start with, and Zartman will bring it up. Hands off on the weave to Winchester. Winchester from left to right, now to Bricker. Bricker to the right elbow, across to Neely, down to the corner, Chastain. Back out the wing to Bricker, at the top, Winchester. Now to the left wing for Chastain, back out to Zartman. Right wing to Bricker, down to the post for Winchester. Double team, she'll go baseline side and miss it. Got her own rebound and put it back up and in. Winchester has the first 2 points of the game on a putback, and it's 45 seconds in, Warsaw 2-0. Pass up the near side, Mason. Throws it down to Gold. Back out to Mason and now to Callaway. To the far side to Marble. Marble back up the sideline near the timeline to Mason. Mason guarded by Zartman. Jeffersonville looks confused. Warsaw on a man-to-man defense. And then a foul called. Mason dribbled from the far side of the court to the near sideline right in front of the Warsaw bench. And Brooke Winchester got a little too much of her, knocked her over. Foul called. Warsaw had massive foul problems earlier today. In their loss against Brownsburg, Brownsburg made 10 out of 15 at the free throw line. Oh, Marble shakes off with a forearm and hits a three-pointer over Bricker. She had two of those today. Jeffersonville has their first lead. Left corner Chastain, out top for Neely. Neely runs to the lane, right back to Chastain, out to Bricker left wing. She'll drive to the right block, trying to get off a shot, can't. Out of left corner, Chastain. Out top for Neely. Off a Winchester screen. High lob inside. Perfect pass. Winchester with the finish. That is not an easy play by any stretch of the imagination, because normally when you have a lob play like that, you have probably 10 feet in which to get that ball high in the air and lob it in there. Right side, three-pointer on the way, way short. No good. Shot missed by Gold. Rebound to Bricker and the Tigers. Joss back to Winchester. Tries to the left elbow, kicks it in the corner to Chastain, all the way to the right for Zartman. Zartman one-hands it out for Chastain. Now to the right wing for Neely. Neely is held and a foul is called. Callaway with the foul, her first. Jeffersonville's first. One of the things about the game that was frustrating today was Brownsburg doing things that they haven't been doing. That's a 54% free throw shooting team that made 10 out of 15. If they make 8 out of 15 like normal, then that game continues. Chastain left wing, out to Neely with some space, lobs down into Winchester. Double teamed, had the ball knocked away. It's loose and grabbed by Gold, and then she's surrounded, and a foul's going to be called, and that's Winchester. And Brooke Winchester's got two fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of the consolation game here at Center Grove. So out of bounds. Oh, no, wait. They say that's the first foul. Oh, they're saying that Zartman got the other foul? That's a mistake. That can't be right. We've seen that a couple times today. Gold up the right side of the lane, got around Neely and scored. Gold has her first two. Bricker down the lane. Shoots a lefty. Couldn't get the shot to go. Good block out by Jeffersonville. They've got the ball. They lead 5-4. At the midcourt line, Gold off to the left side, Callaway. Callaway up the baseline, lost the ball out of bounds. They're going to call a blocking foul on the Lady Tigers. Bricker with her first. Team's third in the first 3 minutes. Out of bounds to Jeffersonville on the baseline. Into the corner, open. Mackenzie Mason, she shoots a three-pointer and hits it. They were 4 of 14 for three-point range. Zartman the other way hits a three in transition. Zartman continues to shoot the ball from three-point range. That one's up and in. Timeout Jeffersonville. It's a 30. We're going to keep it here with 4:44 left to play in the first quarter. Jeffersonville leading 8-7. The boys play tomorrow. It's a 1 o'clock game at Lafayette Harrison, or as they call it now, Harrison West Lafayette. We'll be on the air at 12:55 for JV coverage, which tips off at 1 right here on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us, however you are taking in the broadcast on this Friday evening during the holidays. We wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. After the timeout, Jeffersonville against Center Grove today hit 4 three-pointers. They have 2 in the first 3 minutes. This has become a theme, right? Other teams making a lot of shots from outside. Warsaw's post defense, as you've heard Lenny Krebs say, has been called into question. Warsaw comes out in a three-quarter court trap. They get out of it. Cross-court pass, Mason. They dump it down inside for Johnson. Back to Marble. Back out top for Mason. Back to Marble. Throws it down in deep. Caught. Shot blocked. Callaway had her shot blocked, and it's blocked by Chastain, and she grabs the ball from the Lady Tigers. Winchester threw it inside, and I'm not sure who she was throwing it to, but it's taken away by Mason. And then she bats it free, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Zartman's leg and remain Jeffersonville ball. And they'll go to the bench. And they will take Johnson out of the game and bring in Kaziah Renee. Left side Marble, open and shooting for three, and she hits. She came into the tournament with 23 pointers and now has 2 here, and a steal and a bad pass by Chastain, but then the pass down court too long and out of bounds, or they would have had a breakaway layup. Bricker in. Villema, who was in briefly, is out. Lady Tigers with the ball down 11-7, halfway through quarter number one here in the consolation game of the Carroll Toomey Tournament at Center Grove. Bricker, one hands it off to Chastain. Chastain out at the top for Neely. Neely drives the left side of the lane and throws it out to Chastain. Out back to Winchester, top of the circle. Winchester hands back to Bricker. Bricker drives the left elbow. Ball knocked off her hands. Out of bounds. It remains Lady Tiger ball. Substitution coming in, Avalyn Scott, who we saw start the game today against Center Grove. A junior checks into the game for the first time for the Lady Devils. Bricker into Winchester, left wing, out to Neely. Neely back to a curling Zartman, couldn't shoot. Dumps it down to Winchester above the block, turns into a double team, foul called. Foul called against Scott, that's her first. Team's second of the opening quarter. Kelsey Wren runs the scores table and checks in for the Lady Tigers. And she'll come in for Chastain. So it's Bricker, Winchester, Neely, Zartman, and Wren out there for Lenny Krebs. It is a 5-player bench for the Lady Tigers here in game 2. My guess is they're all going to play a lot. In the corner, Bricker for 3. Rebound comes all the way out to the free throw line. That's grabbed by Jeffersonville. Marble, while laying down, got it out to Gold. Now here comes down the lane, Callaway. Tried to get off a shot, could not. They kick it out. A 3 on the way by Renee. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson back up and in. Johnson with the putback. She's got 4, 13-7, Jeffersonville. Winchester in transition for a 25-footer off the mark. Rebound to Jeffersonville. Up ahead comes Johnson, far sideline, trapped at midcourt. Got it out of there to Gold, down in deep, wide open. And a 2 for Kyra Boatwright, and a timeout called by the Lady Tigers. Timeout Warsaw. This one is a full timeout. 2:41 left to play here in the opening quarter. Jeffersonville leads Warsaw 15-7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Clock runs, 2:35 left to play opening quarter. A 7-0 run by Jeffersonville has them in front 15-7. Warsaw ball at the far end of this beautiful facility. Out top, Zartman for three, no good. Winchester had the rebound, ripped away by Johnson for Jeffersonville, and she'll bring it up. Johnson to the right wing, out top the marble at the free throw line for Boatwright. Squares up against Zartman, backs her down to the block. Oh, Zartman blocked the shot, and it goes out of bounds, and it will belong to the Lady Red Devils again. Boatwright, a sophomore. Jeffersonville's roster does not include heights, but I will tell you that she's about as tall as Winchester is, and Winchester's 6 foot tall. Johnson on the drive in from the left elbow. She's fouled on the way in. More free throws for the Red Devils. And it's Zartman again, and that's her second. So foul trouble for the Lady Tigers. Zartman with two. Villema waiting at the scores table. Free throw by Johnson is off to the left. No good. 2:07 left to play in the quarter. 15-7 Jeffersonville. And they're shooting to make it a 9-point lead. One more coming up for the senior. And Lakaira missed that one too. Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. So an empty trip there. Here come the Lady Tigers. Neely, Winchester, left side for Villema. Back to the top for Wren. One hands it off to Bricker, right wing, down to the baseline for Winchester. She finds a cutting Wren who put it up underhand and good. Kelsey Wren showing us some creativity at the basket that we don't see often. 15-9. The defender came with hands high. She just kind of flipped it underneath her left armpit and put it in the basket. In the lane, a drive by Renee. Into the corner, Johnson for a 12-footer. That's in and out. Rebound tipped in, out of bounds. And it'll belong to Jeffersonville as Boatwright was involved in the scuffle for that rebound with Winchester and Neely. And we'll have a substitution here. Skylar Thompson, a senior, checks in for Jeffersonville as they rotate big girls into the game. Winchester gets a break, and Lena Knapp is into the game from the Lady Tigers. Renee lobs it out to the elbow for Johnson against Bricker. Back to the basket still. Hands back to Renee. Renee ran into Bricker, shot it, and banked it in. Kaziah Renee with her first two. 17-9. Warsaw down by eight again. 1:19 left to play here, opening quarter. Neely, left side for Knapp. Out top Villema, right side to Wren. Wren out of Bricker. Bricker with a jab step left and a right, and then couldn't shoot still because she was well covered. Knapp down to Bricker on the block. Double team, kicked it across to an open Villema, who steps in and takes a 15-footer. That one won't go. Rebound to Jeffersonville. Renee up the near sideline. Johnson. Johnson all the way to the other side, and Knapp saw it coming and knocked it off the inline and out of bounds. Good read there by the junior to tip that ball before it got to its intended target. Because right now it feels like if you're shooting the ball against Warsaw, it's probably going to go in. Off the inbounds, Marble, 25-footer, and it's short. Long rebound, no grab by Bricker at the free throw line. She takes off the other way. Bricker ahead to Villema, and back out to Jocelyn. Jocelyn sees some space, takes it down, puts it up lefty, and missed it. They basically let her go, and Joss missed the left-handed layup. Johnson the other way. Quickly down court to Thompson. She'll turn and shoot and miss. Rebound to Neely. Neely headed the other way. Back and forth we go. Neely puts her head down, drives in, and she missed it short. Wren the rebound. Surrounded by white jerseys, gets it out of there to Bricker. Bricker at the free throw line. Had the ball knocked away. Foul called. That's how it's going for Warsaw right now. They've got two pretty wide-open layups and haven't been able to convert on any of either one of them, which is a lot of what happened during that stretch at the end of the third and the start of the fourth earlier this afternoon. They just couldn't put the ball in the basket. Bricker left corner into Winchester, who just checked back in. Now to Bricker on the wing. Bricker dribbles into a double team, lost the ball, got it back. Winchester left wing, back to Bricker. She'll walk it out to the center circle. They reset. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Warsaw down by eight. 5 seconds, four, past the wing, knocked away. Wren picks up at her feet, but it was on the line when she did, and it's out of bounds, and Warsaw didn't even get off a shot. 1:09 left in the quarter. The possession here belongs to Warsaw. Gold looking to get it in, and did. Renee from midcourt will shoot it well short. After one, Jeffersonville 17, Warsaw 9. We'll come back for the second quarter after these words on News Now Warsaw.